Happy with each other today. You happy with each other on September 1st?
Yes.
A neighbor remembers things differently.
I heard them arguing that day, the defendant and her boyfriend.
I don't like fibbers.
But did their clash cause a crash?
Her car had hit the garage. He ran out of the house. He was yelling at her.
Are you telling me she made up this story?
100%.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Dolores Sandoval is suing her former neighbor, Desa Frazier, for damaging her property when she caused a fire in a common garage.
Order. All rise.
Case number 421 on the calendar, the matter of Sandoval versus Frazier.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Judge Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Ms. Frazier, on September 1st, 2013, what was the name of your boyfriend?
John Robert Schultz.
Where is he?
He's sitting right here.
Stand up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Were you and Mr. Stoltz? Is that
Schultz?
Schultz. Living together?
Yes.
Who are you?
I'm the security officer of the property.
Were you a witness to the events of September 1st, 2013?
In the evening, yes. Not during the fire.
So the answer is you were not a witness?
No.
Mr. Schultz, I'm going to start with you for a second. I want you to look here in these eyes, and I want you to tell me what happened on September 1st, 2013.
Well, we were getting ready to go out to lunch for, you know, taking her out for her birthday.
Did you get her a birthday present?
Yeah.
What did you get her?
Just lobster.
No, that's for lunch.
No, I got her some lobsters as a surprise, you know, kind of think she really likes those. I think a ring.
Had you given it to her yet?
I believe so. That's my recollection. It was close to that.
And it looks as if you're happy with each other today.
Yes.
Were you happy with each other on September 1st?
Yes.
No arguing?
No.
Okay. Your two properties share a garage. It is your claim that a fire was started on September 1st in the garage by the defendant.
Yes, ma'am.
And you lost property.
Yes, ma'am.
Defendant said actually it was not her that started the fire. Her property was damaged, and the cause of the damage to her property, which was within the garage, was your fault. Now, you have a witness.
Yes, I do.
Who witnessed what happened because you didn't see how the fire started.
No, I did not.
Who is your witness?
Laura.
Could you stand up, please? Tell me your name.
Laura Gonzalez.
Where do you live in relation to these folks?
I live across from them. Actually, I stay there because my son and his wife live there.
So you live with your family?
Yes.
About what time of the day did you witness the incident?
In the morning.
In the morning. About what time?
I would say approximately about maybe 10:30, 11.
Where were you sitting?
I was upstairs. In the bedroom upstairs.
Tell me what you observed.
What happened is that I heard them arguing that day, the defendant and her boyfriend.
Where were they arguing?
In their house, so right across. Their condominium is right across from my condominium. Their area and, I mean, the walls are really thin, Your Honor.
Could you tell what they were arguing about?
No, just arguing back and forth, no.
How could you tell it was them?
Because they were the only ones in the house that I'm aware of.
How long had they been arguing?
I cannot say, Your Honor, maybe. I mean, back and forth, I can hear through the wall, just bittering back and forth. I cannot tell you how long.
Then what did you observe?
Then what happened was that I was laying down in the bed. Then I didn't hear her get out. What I heard is a loud bang. So when I got up and I looked, I saw her car had hit the garage. He ran out. She was panicking. The boyfriend, I saw him run out of the house because, like I said, I'm upstairs.
So she was driving the car?
Yes, ma'am. And he ran out of the house. He was yelling at her.
What was he saying to her?
He was telling her, what the did you do? And they were bickering back and forth. She's saying, I don't know, it was an accident. He was telling her, back off, like back, you know, put it in reverse. So when she did put it in reverse and then left, she left all upset and he went back in the house. At that time, Your Honor, I got called because I had just gone out of the hospital to do more lab work. I left, Your Honor. But before I left, because their parking and then my parking is here, I went and I saw that there was damage on the garage.
The garage door?
Yes, ma'am. And then when I left, approximately, I can say an hour, hour and a half, I came back. When I came back, Your Honor, that's when I saw all the police, the fire department, and everything, and that's when they said about the fire, Your Honor.
Okay. Just recapping so I'm very clear. She hit the garage door.
Yes, ma'am.
Nothing else happened. She left, she pulled back, took off, and he went back into the house.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what you saw.
Yes, ma'am.
Then you got dressed and you went out to get some lab work.
Yes, ma'am.
So that took you about how long?
5 minutes, I had to put my shoes on. That's it.
So you put your shoes on, so 5 minutes, did you drive?
Yes, ma'am.
So you had to get into your car?
Yes, ma'am.
Start the car?
Yes, ma'am.
You looked in the garage?
When I got out, ma'am.
Looked in the garage,
I looked in the garage.
And you saw damage to the garage?
Yes, and that's when I went into my car.
And you saw damage
to
the garage?
Yes, ma'am.
But no fire?
No, ma'am, but no fire.
No fire.
But whatever she hit caused the fire.
Who knows that? You're not a fire marshal, were you?
No, no, ma'am.
We don't know that. We know that she damaged the garage door.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't like fibbers. That doesn't mean you're guilty of anything. That doesn't mean you caused a fire. Are you telling me she made up this story?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. 100%.
I have pictures of before and after, before the fire and after the fire of my car. There's no damage.
Of what? I don't care about your
car.
No. I don't care about the front of your car.
The explosive noise that she heard was the explosion that happened in the trash can.
Listen carefully, madam. She didn't say anything that suggested you caused the fire. What she's saying is she heard you and your boyfriend arguing. She heard a bang. She saw you in the car without him. What he said to you, which I don't have to repeat, you pulled away, took off, and he went back into the house. She didn't say that she saw you start the fire. If she was going to lie to me, she would lie to me and say, and then I saw smoke. That's what she would say if she were going to lie to me. She would say, and then I was there, and I saw smoke starting, and I saw fire starting. If she was going to lie, why would she lie and just tell me half a story? Doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense to me either, Your Honor.
If it doesn't make sense, it's not true.
I never left the house that day. I was getting ready to go out for lunch. We were very happy. We did not have an argument that morning. We were leaving.
So, Miss Sandoval, nobody else, is this a witness?
Yeah, my husband.
Was he a witness to the fire?
No.
So nobody knows how the fire started. Perhaps the fire marshal knows. Do you have a fire report?
Yeah.
I'd like to see. It doesn't say what the cause was.
No, they said it was accidental.
No, it says unintentional. It doesn't say what the cause was. Okay, so you actually, other than the fact that you have a witness that says that her car hit the garage door, you have no proof that she caused any fire inside the garage. Is that right? Great. Okay.
Your Honor, we have a witness here who can testify that she said that I started that I hit the garage door the night before, and she was running around telling them all.
I want you to pay attention to what I just said. She has no proof that anything that you did started the fire. What do you want to argue with me about that for?
I do not want to argue with you, but I want to make it clear that I did not hit the garage door regardless of the fire, and he can testify that she had said I hit the garage door the night before, which would prove that it's all a lie.
I don't know.
And I would really appreciate it if you could let him testify to what she said, because they said this exact story the night before, which would prove that it's a lie.
Well, I've already said whether it's proving it's a lie or not. It's not particularly relevant, but you want to tell me that, sir?
And it's not true.
No. You want to tell me that?
What I would like to tell you is we do investigations at work, and a couple of the tenants called me the night.
Don't listen to me. First, not so casual. Uncross your feet. Pay attention and tell me your name.
My name's Sam Postel.
Did you have a conversation on the night immediately prior to the fire with the plaintiff with regard to a garage door?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about it.
She called me about 9:30 in the evening. I went up there. She told me that the plaintiff, the defendant ran into the garage door and broke it. I went out. I looked at the garage door. I checked all three of their cars, and there was no damage.
Okay. Do you remember having that conversation with him?
No, I never spoke to him.
Sit. Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I believe that they were barbecuing outside.
That's not proof. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what you have an intuition about.
Well, there were witnesses.
There were no witnesses unless they're here.
And later today,
if you get to go to jail, you don't get to pay somebody else to go to jail for you. Otherwise, Bernie Madoff would find somebody really poor and say, you know, I'll give you $10 million and do my 35 years for me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Dolores Sandoval says former neighbor Dasa Frazier damaged her property when she caused a fire in a common garage. Dasa says it was Dolores who caused the fire. She is countersuing for her damages and harassment.
Okay. You have no proof that they damaged anything. Now you have a counterclaim. Go.
I have a counterclaim in regards to property damage as well as harassment.
Well, let's talk about the property damage, money owned for damaged property. The damaged property is a result of the fire.
Correct.
And you say that the fire was her fault.
Correct. I went over and spoke with the neighbor across the street.
Can't tell me what the neighbor said to you. That's hearsay.
Okay.
Well, you know, a fire just doesn't start on its own.
Fire
starts by, you know, either intentional or by negligence.
That's true. Sir, you're absolutely correct.
I
have to have proof of either one, either intentional or negligent.
I believe that they negligently started the fire because they were barbecuing outside of the garage very previously to the fire starting.
Ms. Frazier, that's not proof. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you believe. I don't care what you have an intuition about, a premonition. It's irrelevant.
Well, there were witnesses.
There are no witnesses unless they're here.
Okay.
We're in a court. We're in a court because there's evidence.
Fair enough. I did not want to be here. I was very happy when she was evicted and moved out, and I wanted to move on with my life. It was her bringing us back here. And at this point, I wanted to countersue for harassment due to the fact that from the moment I moved in,
I have no allegations for harassment.
On the countersuit, it does say harassment for...
It says harassment.
Correct.
It says harassment, but there are no allegations of harassment. This says destruction of property and harassment. In the body of your answer and countersuit, it doesn't say what they did to harass you. Now, you could tell me what they did to harass you, but if it involves hearsay, you can't tell me what it is. And if you say she was going around the neighborhood telling people whatever, that's hearsay. Do you understand?
She was directly harassing me to my face.
Well, then I'm going to allow you to get it off your chest and tell me what she was saying to you to your face.
Well, she was directly starting fights with me after the fire, blaming me that it was my
fault. Okay,
she
that's
was
not
threatening
harassment.
Me, telling me she had firearms in her home, that she would handle me and make me pay for it one way or the other, making me feel unsafe in my own home, making false accusations towards me on a regular basis.
It's over. Ms. Frazier, goodbye.
It's over.
You have to have proof in a court. Neither one of you have any proof. It doesn't say it's a waste of my time. It's not a waste of your time. You may have gotten it off your chest. You may have needed somebody to say to you, without proof, you have no case. Without proof, you have no case. Do things usually start by themselves, like fires? No. Unless somebody leaves rags around, combustible, it gets very hot, there's a spark that hits a combustible rag, something may happen, there's an electrical short. Is the garage electrified? Are there outlets in there?
Nothing on that side of the garage.
Put your hand down. You witnessed nothing. You can sit down. So who knows how it started? But neither one of you have any proof that the other started it. You're no longer living there.
Yeah, no longer living there.
Great. Good. Thank you. You're still living there. Perfect. That's all. Thank you.
Please excuse me. Step out.
I'm happy. I'm happy.
I'm satisfied with the judgment.
My husband knocked out the fire extinguisher. He hurried up and turned off the fire.
He saved Mr. Sandoval's life because he was not even thinking clearly enough, scientifically enough, that if you lift the garage door...
I see the flames coming, so I just shot through the hole.
You're going to feed oxygen to the fire and probably blow up your leaking motorcycle.
Thank God that nobody was hurt. Could have been worse.
I'm just finally glad it's over and that she's moved out and we don't have to deal with her harassment anymore.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Lawson versus Perez. Step forward.
Jennifer Lawson is suing her fiancé's son, Brandon Perez, for a loan to pay restitution after he was arrested for grand theft. Brandon says he never asked for the money.
Mr. Perez, I'm going to start with you, sir. Miss Lawson is your father's fiancée.
Right.
How long have you known her?
A year or so?
Voice up. Speak up. You hear me?
A year or so.
How old are you?
30.
What were you convicted of?
Grand theft.
Grand theft what? What did you steal?
Appliances from a house.
Appliances? Did you have a trial?
Yeah. I got convicted.
After a trial?
Yeah.
In what year did you get convicted?
2012.
Did you go to jail?
Yeah.
For how long?
A month.
Well, were you in jail before the trial?
Yeah. They picked me up on a warrant.
And after you were convicted, you were sentenced?
Right.
What was your sentence, Mr. Perez?
They just gave me a month.
No, they didn't just give you a month. Look at me.
I am looking at you.
Your whole sentence. What was your sentence?
I only did a month.
That's what you did in jail. What was the rest of your sentence?
Pay a restitution.
Right!
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Miss Lawson paid your restitution. It's no different from Miss Lawson doing the month for you.
There's no verbal agreement on anything. On me paying the bag.
Dumb as a bucket of rocks.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jennifer Lawson is suing her fiancé's son, Brandon Perez, for a loan to pay restitution after he was arrested for grand theft. Brandon says he never asked for the money.
That was your sentence.
All right.
Restitution. Now, what does that mean to you, Mr. Perez, restitution?
Pay back the victim from the charge.
Pay back the victim that you stole from. That's what restitution is. That was part of your sentence. A month in jail was part of your sentence, and restitution was part of your sentence. Do you understand?
Right.
Now do I make myself clear? I'm going to try to make this logical for you, Mr. Perez, so that you can understand it and everybody can understand it. We don't live in a country where you can say to someone else, like, let's say, you know, Officer Byrd is a very nice guy. He's got a big heart and a do-gooder personality. But if you said to Officer Byrd, you know what, I would like you to do the month for me because I have things that I want to do. Officer Byrd would say, what are you, crazy? That's not the kind of country we live in. If you get to go to jail, you don't get to pay somebody else to go to jail for you. Otherwise, you know, Bernie Madoff would find somebody really poor and say, you know, I'll give you $10 million and do my 35 years for me. Do you understand? We don't live in that kind of country. That's why they have the expression, if you do the crime, you do the time, right? Everybody, rich and poor, the same. The same is true for restitution. Restitution is part of your sentence. And if Miss Lawson paid your restitution, it's no different from Miss Lawson doing the month for you.
There's no verbal agreement on anything. On me paying the bag.
Dumb as a bucket of rocks.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook. And follow us on Twitter.
He was going to use that line. We didn't have no verbal agreement or nothing. No written contract, no nothing. You're not paying attention to me, Mr. Perez. Didn't anything that I say ring a bell to you? Didn't anything move around in your brain? Do you understand? If Miss Lawson pays your restitution, that was part of your sentence. It would be no different if you said, Miss Lawson, yeah, I know your father loves me and I love my father and he loves you and you love him, therefore you have to love me. Could you do the month for me? I have things I want to do. You want to give me the line again? We didn't have nothing in writing?
I never asked.
Perfect.
For anything.
Good. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $1,800. That's what it was, wasn't it? Thank you. Goodbye. Nope. Don't give him any more money.
Thank you.
Not smart enough to know what to do with
it. Thank you very much.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I got nothing to say.
We hadn't heard from him at Christmas, so Christmas Day we went over there to find out what was wrong. She told us he was in jail.
I'm hurt because the way my son treated me and my fiance.
He called her
and we were there, and he asked for the money.
I just feel that this taught him a lesson to be honest and pay what you owe.
It wasn't so much even about the money as it was about him learning that lesson, and apparently it went over his head.
I don't have nothing to say.
Lesson learned.